The Massachusetts court ruling on marriage has also given momentum to calls for amending the U.S. Constitution. Proponents of a federal amendment say the White House has given assurances of support, though spokesman Scott McClellan would not commit to that in his briefing today. Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave of Colorado is lead sponsor of the proposed amendment to define marriage as between a man and a woman. We asked her to read the language to us.
Marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman. Neither this Constitution or the Constitution of any state nor state or federal law shall be construed to require that marital status or the legal incidence thereof be conferred upon unmarried couples or groups.
In other words, you're saying that the federal Constitution doesn't require one state to honor what another state has done.
That's correct. It cannot be exported to other states.
Under existing law, including the Defense of Marriage Act that was signed back in 1996 by President Clinton, isn't that already on the books?
DOMA was signed into law by the President in 1996, but recent Supreme Court rulings would give a strong indication that DOMA will be overturned and that states could be forced to recognize homosexual marriage based upon what four Supreme Court justices did in the state of Massachusetts. Could redefine for the entire nation the definition of marriage.
Is there room in your amendment for something that falls somewhat short of marriage, say civil unions, as exist in Vermont, for example?
The amendment allows for civil unions if they are enacted by state legislatures, but they cannot be imposed by the courts.
So in the case of Vermont, that was a legislative act?
Yes, it was.
As I understand it, there are folks on the religious right who feel that your amendment should go further, actually, that there's room in here for what they're considering phony marriage or counterfeit marriage, in other words, civil unions, to still be permissible.
Well, the only way that the federal marriage would allow faux marriage would be if it were enacted by a state legislature. And, of course, the federal amendment has to be passed by 2/3 votes in the House and the Senate, and then it has to be ratified by 38 states. So I think that this amendment should be and is very respectful of elected officials at the state level, at the state legislatures. As far as groups supporting this, Arlington Group has met, which has brought together leaders such as James Dobson, Chuck Colson, Tony Perkins, Gary Bauer, and they are fully behind the federal marriage amendment as worded, as intended by me. And so I'm very encouraged by that.
It's not an easy thing to amend the Constitution. Many have tried with other proposals, the Equal Rights Amendment, an amendment on flag burning, on abortion. None have become actual amendments to the Constitution. It's not an easy path you're taking here.
It's not an easy task to amend our Constitution, rightly so. It is not something that we should be cavalier about. But I think the institution of marriage and the protection of that institution warrants a response to activist courts. And I believe the only response that is going to rein in these unelected, unaccountable judges is the Federal Marriage Amendment. And I believe the people of the United States will speak very clearly to their elected representatives that they expect them to keep the definition of marriage intact, the definition that we've had for over 200 years in this country, that is held by all the world's major religions, that marriage is a union between a man and a woman.
Congresswoman Musgrave, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, Republican from Colorado.